Moving this thing into hour number three. All right, so I want to react, and a lot of you are reacting to Nick Caserio, which I love. Definitely hit me up. Hit me up on the phones if you've got thoughts on Nick Caserio. 1-800-636-8686. If you just want to thumb out a post for X, go ahead and do that at Jim Rome. If you want to email me, do that too. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Like, I have such high respect for Nick as a human being, as a business person, somebody with incredible football IQ and acumen and pedigree, you know, and several championship rings. I have way too much respect to say this about Nick. If I didn't know any better, I'd be like, holy crap. Even Nick has succumbed to the jungle crack. But I would never say that about Nick because he's way too smart. Nick is way sharper than me.
Crack is whack.
Nick knows exactly what he's doing. Nick is very, and he has no agenda. Nick just loves the show, which I love about Nick. I love anybody who loves the show almost, but Nick especially, because I made the point before. Like, I appreciate all of you equally. If you participate and you're coming from a good place and there's a sense of community and you want to be here and you want to make it better, I don't care who you are. I appreciate you equally. I'm not going to say I appreciate Nick more because Nick is more accomplished. I will say this, though. Nick is more accomplished. Nick is the most successful clone participating on the program on a regular basis. Find me somebody more successful than Nick Caserio in any walk of life that is participating on this show, either via the phone calls or otherwise. He's number one right now. He's got like six rings. Top that, Magic. So I love that. I love that Nick still loves the show and that he picks his spots. And that he's got that kind of straight fire. Jamie in Green Bay writes, hey, Nick, years of solid decision-making and goodwill down the toilet over one parody Larry endorsement. Kenan S.A. Again, can I be very clear about this? If you don't know who that was, or if you're new to it, that's Nick bleeping Caserio. He runs the Houston Texans. He's the best GM in the NFL right now. He has a fistful of jewelry from his time with the Patriots. He's brilliant. That's an active GM just calling the show whenever he feels like it. And it's awesome. Hey, shout out to other GMs. You're welcome to do the same thing. You won't be as good as Nick, and you won't be as smart as Nick, and you certainly won't know the show the way Nick does. But you're welcome to do it. I love that Nick's always setting up the smack off too, like it's a draft board. Hey, and for all of you who are going to sing that day, only he checked himself. If you listen back to it, he goes, only two of you have permission or should have permission to sing. Larry and I are Frady. SA Sports Honk. Holy crap. We need a Nick Caserio beef segment. Straight effing fire. Saladin 20, quote, holy crap, Jim. Nick Caserio just went legend. I second his thoughts about giving more freedom to parody Larry. War outlaws and potatoes. Hey, listen, Nick's not the only one who's got Larry's back. A lot of you like Larry. The problem with Larry is, Larry's one of those guys that if you give him an inch, he'll take a freaking mile every single time. If you crack open the door and say, oh, hi, Larry, he'll bust through it and he'll live on your couch. He'll squat. You can't shake him. You can't get rid of him. So I keep Larry at bay. I've never blocked him. I've never said he can't call. I just need to check him because if I don't, he'll get totally out of control. Totally out of control. JJ Sportmo. JJ!
JJ!
Nick, respectfully, John in Little Rock will beatbox you and the Texans down. Nick will love that. Doesn't matter. However, it is tough for John in Little Rock. Given John in Little Rock's catalog, it's got to be tough for him. If Nick Caserio was coming in as an authority, hey, Mystery Mike, you just smashed that camera. That was wild. Yeah, I guess that's not going to work. Dude, look at that. Tommy, check that out. Oh, Albie. Exactly. Yo, shout out to Club Vig. Yo, Vig, I need you back, bro. Well, you know what? That's why. Mystery Vig. We got an accident on aisle three. Mystery Vig. Mystery Mike had a collision. Look at me, I'm like this now. 45 degree angle. Anyway, that's why we're practicing. I was going to say, before Mystery Mike slammed into that camera, I was going to say that John and Little Rock's got to hate that. That you've got Nick Caserio deciding who can and can't sing in the smack off. And he just said, he left John and Little Rock out. That's got to hurt. But included Larry. He gave Larry permission, but didn't even mention John and Little Rock. At Scott, as that guy writes, did Nick Caserio just compare Iafredi to parody Larry? What, did Dino in Vegas not want any? That's almost like comparing Mark in Boston, or any smack-off legend, for that matter, to Geoff in Lincoln. Boy, how about Nick just coming in and stirring it up? I love it. This is what I mean by a guy making it better. At 115 USA, holy crap, Jim. The legend clone, GM of the Texans, just endorsed freaking Larry. What's next? Free swells? Nice to know the guy is human after all. War Cabo Wabo, yo. Incredible. Mark Moda is in. So, it definitely sounds like you have put your Rick and Buffalo car flag in the trunk and are now proudly flying the V in the fee car flag. Hey, Mock Moda. Are you suggesting that I wanted Rick and Buffalo to win the smack off? Is that what you're suggesting, Mock Moda? Hey, Mock. How many wins in the smack-off does Rick have? That's right, none. Your take sucks. Beat it. How many times do I have to say this? I don't give a damn who wins the smack-off. You know who wins the smack-off? The person who makes the best call. This is not the NFL. There is no script. Mock. If I wanted Rick to win, he would win because I make the decision. I don't want anybody to win. You know who I want to win? The person who makes the best call. 11, the guy that I wanted to win. Oh, Rick in Buffalo, you're taking down that car flag. Oh, you mean the guy that I wanted to win? The guy who didn't hit the podium. You mean that guy? Hey, Mock. I know you've been doing this a long time, but to quote V, since I'm now flying his car flag, you're diarrhea, Mock Moda, and you're talking out your ass. I don't care who wins. I don't. How many times do I have to say this? We don't script it. It's not orchestrated. I don't care. I don't root. All I root for is a smack off that is good, that's energetic, that's entertaining, that's smart, that when you walk away from it, you say, damn, that was good, man. Good year, good smack off. Haven't lost anything. One of the best ever. Okay, trolls, I'm done reacting to your troll. That's what you are, Troll Moda. You're not Mock Moda. You're now Troll Moda.
Don't forget Mock Moda.
Don't forget Troll Moda. Troll Moda. Troll Moda. Planet P. Wilson, Rome. Nick is overrated. I can shave the fuzz off a golden ticket and glory hole the smack off. Regards, Jerry Jones.
It is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so having said that, I want me some glory hole.
You can't win the smack off without making sense. If I have to decode the phone call or try to make sense of it, you're not going to win. And we're not laughing with Jera. We're laughing at Jera. And I'm not proud to say that because he's a Jera-atric. You shouldn't laugh at Jera-atrics. DJ and I would always have this conversation. I would see some Jera-atric either on TV or in life, and I would say something not complimentary. And DJ, being DJ, would always say, stop that. That'll be us one day. I'm like, I hope not. I hope I'm in the ground before I get to that point. And by the way, if I'm not in the ground and I'm acting like that, I deserve whatever I'm doling out to that person right now. I'll have no problem with it. I'll deserve it. Dear Jim, as a former GM, I want to thank you for the invite to the jungle. I look forward to participating in the show via Snapface and InstaChat. Warmest regards, Bill Belichick.
InstaChat.
See, that would have been funny back in the day, Jeremy. It would have been funny back in the day, but Belichick clearly knows where he is now. And you know where he is now? Freaking everywhere. Everywhere. You know where he is now, Belichick? Wherever there's a camera. Not like my camera that Mystery Mike just destroyed.
No.
Hey, Mystery Mike, you know what you have to do now? You got to go to Mystery Adam and ask for money to fix that camera. That's going to be a hard conversation, dude. That was not part of the budget. He's zooming in on the camera he just destroyed. Mr. Mike's got a sense of humor. This X show is going to be such fire. Even if I am, like, diagonal. Because the camera is. I almost want to post this. And then Mr. Mike will be like, dude, that's not cool. No, Belichick, he's not making jokes about Snapface and InstaChat. You know what he's doing? He's going to Snapface. He's going to InstaChat. He's going to SmackTalk.
Snapface.
And he's getting checks. Big fat checks. He knows exactly where he is. You know what? We've got an interview in the final segment. Not ideal. Not by choice, but it is what it is. And I'll take the rupper whenever I can get him. So I want to do the huge call right now because I won't be able to do it at the end of the program. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. So call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Here is your huge call.
I know Monty called me out in the jungle. So in all seriousness, Monty was great. I would just say have tremendous respect and appreciation for Monty. I think you saw that. He's not only, he's a great executive, he's a better person. So awesome of the clones to be able to hear Monty and what he's doing down there in Arizona. Certainly appreciative of him. As far as the clones are concerned, I know we're getting up against it here pretty quickly, but just preparing for the smack off. Just, I know everybody's got a song that they want to, you know, present and sing about whatever their topic is. The reality is two guys have permission or should have permission for songs on the show. Parodylarity is one, and then I Afraid is the other one. So other than those two, leave your songs by the wayside. So, war Michael's dad and war the Lakers having fun in Cabo. I'm out.
I think what I'm supposed to say is thank you. I'm out.
Thank you very much for listening. See you tomorrow. My thanks to the XR4TI. Just kidding, program directors. We're still here. Good one, Alvy. How about that drive-by on the Lakers from Nick? Love it. Love to see it. This guy's like, hey, Tom, is that how he really wrote that? Hey, Nick. I'm going to read this as it's written. Hey, Nick. Perry. Oh, no, I'm pausing for effect. Perry. Larity. And I Afraidy should never be mentioned in the same sentence, bro. Jeff C. and NC. Hey, Jeff, Paradis Larry should never be mentioned as Perry Larity. He Perry Larity'd him.
Two guys have permission, or should have permission, for songs on the show. Perry Larity's one, and I phrase
Perry Larity. All right, Jeff, I see you working now. Now I see you working. All right, my bad.
Perry Larity's.
Perry Larity. How you like that, Perry Larity?
Perry Larity's.
Have some Perry Larity. Not only did he endorse him, he just dropped a new handle on him. He just glossed him. From now on, Perry Larity will be known as Perry Larity.
Perry Larity.
It's a better name. It rhymes. Perry Larity.
Perry Larity.
Hey, Perry Larity, in the event that you ever get on the air ever again, you will be introduced as Perry Larity.
Perry Larity.
How is Perry Larity not already on hold?
Perry Larity.
Perry Larity. I'm shocked. Mike Rupp coming up at 11:40. How about Nick just coming in here and just shaking the jungle leaves? All this reaction. Content. Making it better. And hyping it up. Perry Larity. I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was an earthquake. I don't know if that was Nick coming in and shaking the jungle branches, or if that was Mystery Mike slamming into a camera and shaking it. It's one of those three things. Get ready, Alvy. I'm going to need you in a minute. Buzzer-beating slam. Oh, does that mean you're not ready? You got a minute to get ready, son. Buzzer beating, slam dunks, surprising steals, clutch three-pointers. Basketball playoffs are filled with amazing moments like these. You can make your own with payoffs of up to 100 times your initial deposit with Prize Picks. Select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, submit your lineup. I should have Nick Caserio do it. Hey, Nick, give me two guys.
Perry Larity.
You could turn $10 into $1,000 with just four correct picks this postseason. You can choose from traditional stats by selecting more or less on points or assists, or more unique ones like getting a dunk. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. I love it. I play it all the time. Join the Prize Picks community. Over 3 million users who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. That's code R-O-M-E, ROME, on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I got one.
Oh, no. Alvy does have one. What do you got, dude?
Okay.
Hi, Jim.
Jared Allen.
He retired, I thought.
The other Cleveland Jared center. Allen.
Okay.
More than 13.5 points. And then I'm gonna go Franz Wagner.
You love him.
Dude, that guy's so money. More than 14.5 points, dude.
You're so money, Alvy.
You know what? Let me throw in a third.
No!
That rebounding machine, Josh Hart.
Yes.
More than 9.5 rebounds.
Wow, dude. So everybody knows, Alvy hit me before the break with, no, dude, no. I don't have one. And so I didn't look up. I assumed he didn't have one. And I was throwing to the break. He's like, hi, dude, I have one.
He kind of called me out.
But you didn't have to. All right. So do I need to read your picks back for you, or can you handle this?
Okay. I think it was Franz Wagner, more than 14.5 points.
Yep.
Josh Hart, more than 9.5 rebounds. And
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen. That's the Taco Tuesday special. More than 13.5 points.
Bam! Alvy. Such a rally. Dude, I am so proud of you. Great job. There is Alvy's prize pick. Right when I thought he did not have one, he rises up and throws it down. Good job, Alvy.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Mr. Mike came in, fixed the camera, and said, quote, minimal damage. Let's go. I don't know, dude. It doesn't seem right. It still looks a little out of place. It's a little high. But at least it's not onside. That's a good sign. Albie, I believe that, did you say a huge tweet? For the ones get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. I'm trying really diligently to get to OKC. So it's not all about the Lakers getting knocked out. I do want to give the Thunder their run. I'll try and get there. We're definitely going to talk some hockey. Mike Rupp, NHL Network, and former NHL player, joins me next segment. I want to make sure you're feeling good, and maybe you're not feeling good. And I've got a way to help you feel better. Relief Factor. I use Relief Factor. It works for me. Now, what Relief Factor is, it's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. The thing I like best about it, 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. Neck pain, back pain, maybe it's some joint pain, muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps to reduce or even eliminate it. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That, to me, is really key. I was sent Relief Factor, and they just sent it for me to try. Let us know. Let us know how you feel about it. Well, I tried it, and I still use it, and it works. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. And it's not simply about feeling better. It's about living better. That's the bottom line. Living the life you want to live. Doing the activities that you love. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your very first order. 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. So, OKC, I have not forgotten about you. I would never, and I would never let the bag show's latest failure completely overshadow one of your best moments ever. Thunder fan, I know you're fired up. You should be fired up because what's happening with your Thunder is absolutely worthy of being fired up over. One thing to be the youngest number one seed ever. I mean, that's impressive in and of itself. Another, though, to go out there and back it up by sweeping the Pelicans to become the youngest team to ever advance in the NBA playoffs. Now, that's badass, and it's only just the beginning because that team's average age is under 24, and you could not tell by the way they play. As bright as the future is in OKC, the present is pretty damn bright, too. Ask Thunder fan, how hungry are these people? They're so fired up right now. Thunder fan is so fired up. There were hundreds and hundreds of them waiting at the airport at like 1:30 in the morning for the team plane to land after last night's game. Hundreds of people in the middle of the night, on a weeknight, on the tarmac, waiting for a chance not only to celebrate but to bark at their beloved Thunder. Now, I do have to say, barking is different. The barking is a lot. Jalen Williams, a.k.a. J-Dub, started it, but now the barking has taken on a life of its own. I'm not saying I hate it, but let me put it to you this way. It's way less baggy than the Lakers making goat sounds at the bag. Freaking so cringe. So cringe. The barking is different. The barking is like almost unhinged, but in a good way. It's actually kind of eerie, a little spooky. Like these people aren't messing around. These people are so into their team and so out of their minds that they can't wait to bark like dogs in public to show their support. And it's not just the fans. The Thunder themselves are so into the barking thing that they even bark their way out of their post-game hit on TNT as a team.
Do you guys want to give a bark to end this interview or what?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Come on. Congratulations, you guys.
I guess you could say they got that dog in them. Except you actually can say that, because they actually do. Listen to them. You can't say they're all barking no bite, because they just bit New Orleans' head off. I haven't seen a dog that fierce since the one in Eagle River bit through my pant leg. And I wasn't right for like 6 weeks. I'm sure the dog bite had nothing to do with that. That dog that got me in Eagle River came flying right up on me like... Oh, no, he bit me. He came flying right up on me without me having any idea, like that cop did on the 405 a few days ago and wrote me my first ticket ever. Only thing missing from that was a cop rolling up. Exactly. I'm not even kidding. I got a ticket the other day for the first time ever. The only thing missing from that was that cop coming up on me like, when he hit me with, you know what you were doing? It took everything I had in my power to say, no. Driving home? No, man, he wrote me up. He wrote me up. All right, when we come back, Mike Rupp. Mike Rupp. Love the rubber. We're talking hockey. Former NHLer Mike Rupp joins me on the other side of this. It's for you, Bella. It's for you. Hey, listen, really quickly, you should also check out Jim Rome podcast episode 311, Andrew Whitworth. Whit was amazing. Here is... Got to admit, kind of unusual. You hear up all night and go right into an interview. But that's exactly what we are going to do momentarily. And by momentarily, I mean right this second. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. One last segment. This is how you properly close a program. We're joined right now by a former NHL center. He played 11 years in the league. He won a Stanley Cup with the Devils in 2003. He regularly co-hosts NHL Now at 4 p.m. Eastern on NHL Network. An analyst for NHL Network. And also a Pittsburgh Penguins game analyst for Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Rupp. Mike, it is great to have you back. How you feeling, Rupper?
I'm good. Playoff hockey, playoff time. This is what we kind of live for in the hockey world. So great to be on here with you.
It's great to have you on, Mike. Thanks so much. It is the best time. So let me start here. The Panthers finished off the Lightning last night to advance. What were your biggest takeaways from the so-called Battle of Florida? And then secondly, what do you think is next for Lightning captain Steven Stamkos, who's on that expiring contract and can become an unrestricted free agent?
Yeah, so we've been waiting for a long time for the Battle of Florida to happen in the playoffs. It happened a couple years ago. This is the first time, you know, that the Florida Panthers have come up on top and having that matchup. And it kind of feels like that torch is being passed a little bit from the team that has been one of the best teams in the past probably 25, 30 years in the Tampa Bay Lightning. It kind of feels like it's the Florida Panthers' time right now. They're a throwback team, old school, punchy in the mouth type hockey. And, you know, that weared real thin, I think, on Tampa in this first round, made it real tough for them. And the Florida Panthers are funny, too, because down the stretch, they weren't really playing that great brand of hockey that they did for pretty much all season long. I thought they were a little vulnerable, and they just flipped that switch and got it going. Tampa, Steven Stamkos, it's tough. I mean, he's your captain. I mean, he was incredible. He's their best player, I think, in the playoffs. But I also think that when we see this in sports, right, in the salary cap world, when you had your time at the top of the mountain, guys get paid. You're unable to sign other players. You trade away assets to kind of keep this window open. I think you want any way, shape, or form to bring Steven Stamkos back, but at the same rate, you've got to start fulfilling other needs in your lineup. I mean, this is nowhere near as deep of a team as it was when it won its back-to-back cups a few years ago. So I don't know where this is. It would be really sad if that was the last time we see Stammer in a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey, but I can understand why if that is that. I mean, you've got other holes and other needs in this team, and it's going to be very intriguing what happens there in Tampa Bay.
Mike Rupp joining us. You're so right. It's just so hard to imagine him in another uniform. He's got that C on the sweater, and he's still playing at a really high level, but you're right. They've got to fulfill that entire team. They've got to build that team back out. What about the Rangers? The Rangers win the President's Trophy. They look dominant in sweeping the Capitals. That's the good news. The bad news is, Mike, it's been a decade since the team that won the President's Trophy went on to win the Stanley Cup. Why do you think that being the best in the regular season has not translated to similar postseason success of late? And are the Rangers built to snap that streak?
Yeah, so I think it depends what the President's Trophy season looks like. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, the President's Trophy is the best record in the regular season. And what does that mean? Are you running away with your division? Are you running away with your conference? Are you running away with the league? And we've seen it in years past, whether it was Tampa Bay back in 2019. They were incredible, breaking records. They got swept in round one. And then we talk about even the Boston Bruins of last year. I mean, they were that type of team. And here's the thing that I think will serve them well. In the New York Rangers, they didn't run away with anything this year. Like, they had the Carolina Hurricanes within their division, fighting tooth and nail for the Metro lead. They had the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference. I mean, there's a number of teams that were in striking distance. So I think that helps you play motivated hockey. And they are not a team. They are a very talented team. But some of those teams I mentioned of the past were so uber talented that you could be beating teams 5-1 down the stretch, but play like a dog's breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, and how do you go in there as a coach and say, hey, fellas, like, that's not good enough. That's not playoff hockey. Coach, we won 5-1. What do you mean? And it's a little different this year at the Rangers because I don't think they ran away with anything. They had that motivated hockey. They didn't let bad habits creep in because they were so much more talented than the next team. So I don't play into that with them. I don't think there's a curse and all that stuff that's going to hurt that team. I do think, though, they swept a Washington Capitals team that, and trying to be respectful here, had no business being in the playoffs. And so now whatever their matchup is, if it is the Carolina Hurricanes, who are up 3-1 on the New York Islanders, Carolina is a juggernaut of a squad. So I feel like you're on the entrance ramp of the highway here. The Rangers.
Uh-oh. He was rolling too. Mike Rupp. Mike Rupp regularly co-hosts NHL Now. You can find that at 4 p.m. Eastern on NHL Network. He played 11 years in the NHL. His name is on the Stanley Cup. He won it as a member of the Devils back in 2003. And he was breaking it all down expertly before the dreaded glitch. So we're going to try and reset that and finish that conversation, if possible. In the meantime, that sort of thing will happen. And I found him. You know, Mike, you were absolutely rolling. Why don't you finish that thought if you remember that thought?
I don't know where I left off at. Listen, the Rangers played motivated hockey down the stretch. I don't think they let those bad habits creep in. I think they'll be fine, but the challenge for them is they played against the Washington Capitals team, trying to be respectful. They shouldn't have made the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. Yes, you swept them, but now you got to find another gear, right? And you got to find it quick. I feel like Carolina's going to close out the New York Islanders here, and that's probably going to be your matchup. So that's the biggest challenge. I think round two will be the hardest series for the New York Rangers, and it's probably going to be against the Hurricanes.
We were talking to Mike Rupp. You know, Mike, in terms of trying to be respectful, then you've got Alexander Ovechkin, and he did not get a single point in the four games against the Rangers. What do you think his future looks like at age 38?
This is where it gets real tough, I think, because you have a team here, and they're a lot like the Pittsburgh Penguins and some of these other teams, and maybe even the Tampa Bay Lightning that we spoke about, that they had their day, right? They won their Stanley Cup. They're trying to keep the window open. They're trying to, you know, retool, rebuild, whatever you want to call it. Ovi's chasing Wayne Gretzky's record. He's going to get it, you know, and I wonder if that chasing of the record is going to keep the hands tied from this organization, because of what we've seen from Ovi in the playoffs here, what we saw from Ovi through the first 40 games of this season. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, and he got going there the second half of the year, but he's nowhere near the player he once was. And what I mean by this is, are we going to get to the point? Are they going to cut back his minutes? Is he going to get situational hockey that's not going to allow him to be used the way that he normally has been, because he's just not that player anymore? Or is it going to be force-fed to get this record? To me, it's a problem. I feel bad for the coaching staff there because, you know, Alex Ovechkin right now, and again, he's the best goal scorer of all time. There's nobody like him. But when he's not scoring goals, he's not really providing much. So I think that's the dilemma for the Washington Capitals moving forward. How do we find a way that we can do both things? I don't know if you can. We'll have to see how it figures out next season.
Mike Robb, keeping it real. What about the Oilers? They're looking to close out their series, Mike, with the Kings tomorrow night. Connor McDavid has been, well, ridiculous in this series. 10 points in the first four games. Is the three-time MVP, in your mind, finally going to break through and reach his first Stanley Cup final?
Oh, the big question mark all season has been how deep the West is. I mean, if I'm looking at it and just focusing on Edmonton, yes, I think that team, they defend well. I mean, we could talk about Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, the offense, all the great things that they do that make them unique. But they're also a very good team in the way they defend. And I don't think that gets enough notice. It's so hard to say. Colorado looks like they're peaking right now. I mean, you got Vegas Golden Knights, you got Dallas Stars. That series is knotted up at two. I mean, that is two juggernauts of teams. Here's one thing here that stood out to me, though, and I just want to touch on this because this is what makes Connor McDavid so special. So last season, he led the National Hockey League with 64 goals, okay? 64 goals. This year, he had 32, okay? So he dropped off. Half of his goal production dropped off. And I guess my point is, we're just talking about something we've never seen. If any other star player, half their production dropped off, we'd be like, oh, man, what's going on with this guy? What happened to him? He's having a tough year. Well, what did Connor do? He had 100 assists. He's only the fourth player to ever do it, or fifth player. There's two this year, with Kucherov being another one. So my point is, like, this guy's just different. You know what I mean? Like, he scored half the goals, and he's still in the Hart Trophy race this year for MVP. I just think that this guy, he's got the Jordan in him. He's got the Kobe in him. He's a killer. He's a hired assassin, and that's how he approaches the playoffs. So I don't doubt anything that he can do or the Edmonton Oilers can do with him leading them.
It's so unusual, right, Mike? Like, no offense, but I wouldn't expect, like, Mike Bossy all of a sudden to have 100 assists, right? All of a sudden, a guy like that just turns ultimate playmaker. It's an incredible thing.
No, it is. Yeah. I mean, think about that in any other sport, too. It's like the most dominant thing that you did or do, and 50 goals used to be it, and Connor McDavid's usually a pass first. He's always been a pass first guy. He got 64 last year. So this year, how historic it was with Austin Matthews getting 69, almost getting 70. Connor was only five off last year. And then this year, he did something that hasn't been done since, what was it, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, and Wayne Gretzky have done it before. So, I mean, it's incredible, this guy. And there's something, he's nasty, man. He has a nasty streak to him. And I love when superstars get nasty. We'll see what it could do for the Edmonton Oilers.
That is the truth. Really quickly, you are the guy behind the Players Only segments this year on NHL Now. And they're great. How much fun are you having doing those things?
Oh, it's great. A little bit of a different change up. We wanted to take some of the, you know, the typical interviews. We know how it is. I mean, Jim, you've been doing this forever. Like, if players think that it's just one of the ordinary questions and one of the ordinary situations, they're going to give you a garbage answer, right? Like, you got to find ways to, you know, figure different things out. And some of the players we've had on are former teammates. You start telling stories. We had one of the greatest ones we had on was Brent Burns, one of the most interesting guys in hockey. And he's just, he he doesn't do, he's like Bigfoot. He doesn't do interviews. And we had one of our guys, Jason Demers, reached out to him. He played with him and he's like convinced him to come on. Hey, we'll take care of you. Like it's nothing here. We talked for 30 minutes, not even about hockey. The guy's so interesting. He owns, you know, a big ranch down in Texas. He's into his hunting and his animals, and he's got a snake farm and all these different things. And the guy just, like, spilled it all.
Well, my man hit his mark. I'll say that. We're running out of time. Now we're at 60 seconds. Hey, Mike, I appreciate it so much. We lost you again, but the show's actually over now. I'm not giving up on you. I want you to finish that thought. Mike Rupp, former NHL center. And once again, he regularly co-hosts NHL Now at 4 p.m. Eastern on NHL Network. There's some real analysis right there. Appreciate that, Mike, very, very much. The Rupper. Monty Austin Ford came in way back in hour number two. That was Mike Rupp. Good solid day in the jungle. Nick Caserio with the drive-by. Well, you want to talk about something organic. Nick Caserio winning the huge call, which played earlier this hour. Appreciate you too, Nick. XR4TI doing its thing. Mystery Mike wrecking shop. Quote, no harm, no foul. Let's go! Minimal damage. Let's go! Let's go! Incidental contact. Let's go! Incremental contact. Let's go! See you tomorrow, Route.